This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. If you already have a question for me, you will see my website and phone number on the screen, both great ways to reach me. There is also a great text version of this memo. If you're listening to this on my blog page, you will see a link above this video window that says text version. And if you are watching on a video sharing platform, you will see a link in the description to that text version. Today's topic is coronavirus or COVID-19 case numbers do not matter, death rates do. I get many calls from clients asking me my feelings about the coronavirus or COVID-19. All we hear today is that case numbers are exploding. I decided to try to crystallize all of the information available to see if I could come up with an honest answer. My findings are very clear. The total number of cases do not matter. The number of deaths do. And even more important is who is dying and what are the age groups. After my exhaustive analysis, my feeling is that susceptible and at-risk people need to be quarantined, but the majority of people are not in danger of death, so they should have no further restrictions, and all businesses should be allowed to be 100% open for business as if the virus does not exist. My analysis shows there is no correlation between the total number of COVID-19 cases and the rate of death from COVID-19, meaning an increase in case numbers does not also mean the same relative increase in deaths. So my advice is to completely ignore the media when they discuss case numbers. These graphs I'm about to show you are all you need to understand how not virulent COVID-19 is. These two graphs following represent total cases over time and daily deaths through June 30th, 2020. So the first graph you see on your screen shows a skyrocketing total number of cases starting about April 1st, 2020. The total cases went from under 1 million to over 10 million by June 30th, an over tenfold increase. The media would have you believe that this significant increase in cases means the same relative increase in deaths. This is fake news. So does the number of confirmed cases directly correlate with the number of deaths? Absolutely not. If you look at graph number 2 now on your screen, you will clearly see a very steady pattern of deaths, with no exponential increase during the same period. Again, no tenfold increase in daily deaths during a period of tenfold increase in cases. If you look closely, the number of daily deaths on June 30th is lower than the April 17th to 19th time frame. So there is no correlation between confirmed cases and the number of people who will die from COVID-19. In fact, these two graphs clearly show that COVID-19 is less and less dangerous and that a lower and lower percentage of people that have COVID-19 are at risk of death. This shows that the lockdowns are unnecessary and again, people at risk need to self-quarantine just as we do during flu season. Just to make it very clear, I have made an overlay of these graphs and you will see clearly the number of daily deaths have a very consistent pattern while the number of cases has skyrocketed. Remember, increased testing brings larger case numbers. Deaths would be the same regardless, even if there was no testing. The next graph I show on your screen is also very interesting. This regards pneumonia deaths from 2013 to 2020. Isn't it interesting that suddenly, at the start of 2020, the number of pneumonia deaths plummeted, going against all average history from recent prior years? Either pneumonia deaths did actually decrease in 2020, in an almost statistically impossible way, or maybe tens of thousands of pneumonia deaths were misclassified as COVID-19 deaths on death certificates. I think we all know the answer now. I will leave you with one last graph which you see on your screen. This is deaths by age group in the US. This shows what age groups need to self-quarantine. The majority of people need to be able to get back to normal as they are not at grave risk of death from COVID-19. Remember that all death rates are exacerbated by comorbidity factors. So the healthier you are at any age, the less likely you will feel even a symptom or know you have COVID-19. And based on the pneumonia graph above, it would seem that COVID-19 deaths are overstated. So if they listed COVID-19 as a cause of death instead of pneumonia, how many other real causes of death were ignored? This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.